You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Traffic through Salt Lake City on I-15 and surrounding roads is an absolute mess because of a fatal wrong-way crash. The Highway Patrol says the driver hit a military transport bus.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small was the first reporter on the scene, and he joins us now live. Adam?
Well, Amanda, yeah, it's still a complete mess in terms of traffic. I've actually had to take a couple of the service streets. Everything is backed up. But the biggest thing, of course, is the fact that somebody is dead here in this crash between a pickup truck and a military transport bus. I can see the bus right now. There's a little bit of debris, glass, other shards from these vehicles strewn across I-15. This is just south, going I-15 southbound of the 6th North ramp. The whole front passenger or driver's side tire of that bus is smashed in. I can see a white pickup truck that's completely smashed in on the front end and into a barrier. I'm not 100% sure if that is the wrong way truck, but if it is, that truck is completely destroyed on the front end. We know the driver of that truck is dead. 22 people, Utah Highway Patrol telling us, were on the military transport bus. We're not hearing of any serious injuries, thankfully, to anyone on board. When I got here earlier this morning, I could actually see a good amount of the military personnel in uniform standing off the side of the road, and they all look to be in good shape. They're not being treated by medical personnel or anything, so fingers crossed that everyone is okay. But biggest thing to know is this is going to be a complete nightmare for traffic for the next few hours. Highway Patrol, since this is a fatal accident, they're going to have to shut I-15 down for quite some time. So make the best of what you got, whatever road you can find your way into work today. Live on the scene, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Well, and obviously the investigation into how that driver got onto the freeway going the wrong direction is going to take several more hours. Highway Patrol Sergeant Cameron Roden says we've seen several major crashes from wrong-way drivers this year.
And this will be our fifth one so far this year. So we're quite ahead now as compared to previous years. But all of the four that we had prior to the one today were investigated for impaired driving. And all six last year were investigated for impaired driving.
We have the KSL Traffic Center monitoring the impacts from the crash. And let's have Heather Kelly jump in to talk about the biggest backups, Heather.
The biggest ones right now are southbound I-15. The freeway pretty much stopped from 400 North and Bountiful all the way to 600 North, where all vehicles are forced to exit. Now, a lot of people are taking Legacy Parkway in the West Side Belt, but they're just crawling along at this point as well. It's going to take you at least 45 minutes to an hour to get about 7-8 miles out of Davis County into downtown Salt Lake. But even northbound traffic trying to exit at 600 North is having 20 to 30 minute extra delays. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, Heather, we'll come back to you in just a minute. A federal judge says 300 miles of Jeep trails will stay closed at the Labyrinth Rims and Gemini Bridges area near Moab. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has that story.
A federal judge has ruled against off-road advocacy groups who push for an injunction to keep 317 closed miles of trail open near Moab. They will stay closed during ongoing litigation. Now, we reported previously that the Bureau of Land Management announced the gates were coming down over those trails last September, but it still left two-thirds of the trails, or 812 miles, open to off-roaders. Environmental groups like the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance called it a balanced decision back in September. But state leaders accuse the BLM of federal overreach, and motorists say it's a setback for their freedom to recreate. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
New this morning, the Park City School District has signed an agreement with the Department of Education to address harassment complaints. The complaints first appeared a couple of years ago. We get the update from KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson.
KSL 5 reports 180 reported student-on-student harassment claims came in between 2021 and 23 that involved race, anti-Semitism, or sex, and that in specific cases, the district responses were insufficient. Park City High School teacher Josh Goldberg reported finding anti-Semitic and racist graffiti in the classroom.
Many students have come out and now spoken to me about what they've been experiencing.
A 13-page agreement has now been signed by the district that includes a review of those harassment claims, a revision of its harassment policies, development of a standard form for reporting harassment. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
A large majority of Utahns say they support non-discrimination policies. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson breaks down a new survey.
The Public Religion Research Institute reports that more and more people in Utah believe the LGBTQ community should not be discriminated against when it comes to housing, employment, and public accommodations. Support has gone up from 81% from the previous year and 77% in 2019. In fact, the data shows Utah is the most supportive red state in America.
Equality Utah says they will continue to bridge ideological and political divides to further this work.
First look traffic, and here is Heather Kelly.
Well, we've got big delays for anybody trying to exit 600 north from I-15. Northbounders, you have to prepare for at least 30 extra minutes trying to get off of 600 north and into downtown Salt Lake, and it's all because southbound 15 is shut down. Everyone forced to exit at 600 north, leading to all this extra traffic on all the surrounding roadways. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
The investigation resumes this morning to figure out what caused a duplex in American Fork to explode. One woman died, another had to crawl out of the debris. Tammy Beck's mom is the woman who survived.
It's a miracle. My mom's a feisty little thing, so I'm not surprised that she survived, but she has no clue how she made it out.
Dominion Energy's workers were at the duplex doing maintenance work the day before, but they say they are fully cooperating in the investigation.
There's a new exhibit in the New Orleans World War II Museum, and it uses AI to preserve the voices of those veterans. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has that story live. Michael?
Amanda, it's called Voices from the Front. It's an immersive exhibit which allows guests to converse to video recordings of people who lived during the war. The AI helps by matching the questions to the best response. 102-year-old veteran Alan Pickens was featured in the project, and he tells the Associated Press his story will be preserved long after he's gone.
I'm making history to see myself telling the story of what happened to me over there. I'm so proud that I'm here, that people can see me.
Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.